Our first guest this evening, one of us, had an outstanding high school basketball career, former Mr. Basketball here in the state of Minnesota, went to Benilde St. Margaret's. Then he played at the University of Wisconsin, had an outstanding career there, and now he's doing big things, doing phenomenal work on the Big Ten Network as one of their analysts. Joining us here, courtesy of the John Schuster Coal Banker Hotline, traveling, trying to get back to Minnesota, is Jordan Taylor. Hey, Jordan, thanks for giving me some time, man. You're stuck at the airport right now.
Yeah. Apparently a snowstorm. It just started snowing 5 minutes ago. But, yeah, I'm in a lounge, so if I sound quiet, let me know. But, yeah, just trying to get back to the city, man.
No, you sound great. Let me start here. Now you're doing analyst work for the Big Ten Network. What's that been like for you, man? Because I know that we enjoy talking on the radio, and I'm sure that you love talking about basketball, playing basketball. What's it been like to do the media thing now?
Well, first, I'd like to say thanks for the intro, man. That was a great intro. I appreciate it. But, yeah, doing the media thing, too, is great. I mean, I run my mouth. A lot of my friends, my family, my parents definitely will tell you I run my mouth all day anyway. So now I get just paid a little money to do it and talk basketball. And it's been dope. It's been awesome to get back and ingratiate into college basketball. And then the collection of talent in the Big Ten right now is really fun to watch.
And to actually talk about a conference that you played in, too, that has to be quite enjoyable for you as well.
Yeah. Like I said, the Big Ten is different. You know, I was built like a Ninja Turtle. Now you got point centers in there. You got, guys that are, Jacoby Gillespie types that are bucket getters. You got, guys, even Minnesota, I know they're not having the best year, but you got Dawson Garcia, Isaac Osama, Lakai Patterson. Like, you just got a bunch of different type of players in there, man. So it's fun to see how the conference has evolved as the game has.
Well, I'm happy to have you here on the show. Let's start with, I want you to get your thoughts on just the Big Ten in general. And what I want to know is, when you look at the Big Ten and how it's expanding even more, and we're adding the West Coast teams in there, the USC's and the UCLA's and all that stuff, whatever, what do you make overall of the conference? I know that it's more teams in there, but do you like the actual depth from a talent perspective of the conference?
Yeah, I think so. Like I said, I think you get to see different styles in the conference where it becomes more like a pro basketball feel. You know, in Europe, you get Spain against Russian teams or Spain against Serbian teams, and you really get to feel that difference. Last night, you saw, UCLA versus Illinois, and UCLA probably plays more like an old school Midwest team now. But I love it, man. I think it's great. I think the downside to it is you don't get to see those rivalries every year twice, Minnesota-Iowa twice. Purdue, Indiana twice, even though I know they got each other twice this year. So that's the downside of it. Honestly, I think it would be dope to see a larger conference schedule. And obviously, maybe just more college basketball games if possible. I want to keep the mid majors in there and the low majors in there. But to get to see these guys kind of maybe a 30 game schedule or 25, whatever it may look like, would be super cool to see a bunch of Titans clash.
Yeah, we're talking to Jordan Taylor from the Big Ten Network, joining us here on the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. I know that you're a Badger. We get that. We know the Wisconsin love is, but I do want to ask you about the Golden Gophers. Ben Johnson, who I know that probably pretty well. I've known Ben for a long, long time. I root for Ben, but clearly the Gopher program is still continuing to struggle. What do you make of the season that they've had to this particular point?
Oh, first, before I answer, are we going to get to answer some Badger questions, too? Or?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, all right, bet. All right, bet. All right. No, but, I think Ben, honestly, he's doing a great job, man. I think, it's not easy. Everybody's a sideline coach now, a Twitter warrior. Nobody's perfect. But, given the situation, lose guys like Christie, like Pharrell Payne and Elijah Hawkins, and you reload. I think a lot of people thought they were going to win two games, and they've gotten up to four now, right? Dawson's been great. Isaac's been really good, inconsistent at times. He needs to be more aggressive to me, Lakai as well. But to put a team together of, young men, 18 to 22 years old, who are, in a different environment, different friends, different living quarters, a different city, and to make that happen in a short period of time is really difficult. So, just being around the Big Ten this year, I haven't seen a lot of coaches. Just everybody loves Ben. They all want to see him do well, except for when they're playing against him, of course. And, I think he's done a solid job. And obviously he still has, a lot of room to grow and a lot of areas to grow in. But who doesn't, right?
Yeah. Well, speaking of your Wisconsin Badgers, they're 16th in the country right now with a record of 19-5, fourth in the Big Ten. This is a program that I've respected for a long, long time. You know, going back, you know, Bo Ryan and just, you know, just the great job that they've always done. You know, it's interesting because I remember Big Ten tournament and having a conversation with Trevor Winter, former Gopher whose son Nolan is at Wisconsin right now. And we were talking, and one of the guys that was good for the Badgers previously was A.J. Storr. He leaves and goes to Kansas, isn't really having a good year for the Jayhawks. But when you look at the Wisconsin Badgers and the way they're constructed right now, how far do you think Wisconsin can go, and what do you make of their season to this point?
Yeah, I think, you know, first of all, I would actually liken Coach Gard to Ben in the sense that, you know, a couple of years ago, people were, there was fire guard signs on the sides of dorms and stuff like that, and people wanted him out of there. And, you know, Coach Gard is new. He's still a young head coach. You know, he's, I guess, an older gentleman, I guess. Now, I hope you didn't hear me say that, but he's a young head coach in regards to, you know, he was with Coach Ryan for 20-some-odd years and is only his eighth year on his own. So he's still learning things. And you get a guy like Kirk Penny in there, Joe Cravenhoff, and their whole coaching staff. Greg Steensville came from the Spurs and really started to help him, you know, find his own style, his own, you know, cadence, his own swag as a head coach. And now you see a revamped Badgers. And, you know, the way they play now, you know, I said on Big Ten, I wish I would have got to play in all those ball screens. And, you know, Coach Ryan hit me up and reminded me that I guess apparently I did play in a lot of ball screens. But, you know, maybe different style. But, you know, both styles are great. The Badgers this year, the way they play, they got three guys who handle the ball, three guys who play ball screens. And I think that's what makes them dangerous, right? They're second in the Big Ten in offense. And you just don't know who it's going to be on any given night. You can't load up. You get a guy like Nolan, quite frankly, hasn't even, you know, come close to putting it together yet. And that's saying a lot because he's still averaging whatever, 8, 9, 10 points. But he's an NBA player when he does put it together. And, you know, just being a part of the Badgers, they talked about finding the next John Lure. The ghost of John Lure has lived there for about the last 13, 14 years, and Nolan is really the guy who fits that mold. And then you add in John Blackwell, Tanji, and they can go really far, man. It's untraditional because they don't have a true PG like they typically do, but they do it by committee, and Stephen Crowell is great. Max Klesmit hasn't even really come into his own yet this year, so, and they're guarding better now. So we've got a great mix of Coach Gard and Coach Ryan's old style mixed with, you know, what Kirk has brought, and I think they can make a run.
Why have the Badgers been so damn good at recruiting Minnesota athletes and Minnesota basketball players? I got to ask that question because you go there, and then I always got to give some grief to my guy Cam Taylor. Me and Cam are good friends, and I always reach out to him. Well, why have you guys been so darn good at getting guys to come across the border?
You know what? It's probably the football games. I'm going to be honest with you. I went to Wisconsin. I didn't know what the swing offense was. I barely knew who Bo Ryan was. I didn't know what Platteville was, and I went to a football game. I saw some girls. It was a lot of fun. And, you know, about a week later, I was like, you know what? I want to go there. I'll figure the rest out. So, but other than that, you know, it something has to do, obviously, with the winning environment that they built, that Coach Ryan built, took on from Dick Bennett, expanded it. You know, every year there was always a stat that we were, like, top five in wins, you know, in the country behind Kansas, Duke, I think Michigan State at the time. So we went to Sweet 16s, and our strength coach, Scotty Hettenbach, every day used to say, you guys are knocking on the door, you're about to kick it down. And he was really talking about it as a program. And then right after I left, it happened, you know, with Sam and Frank, they went to back-to-back Final Fours. But it's just a culture, man. I have friends. I still talk to John Lure, Brett Valentine, Mike Bruiser with Ryan. Like, all those guys are still my friends from the years past. And, you know, the environment and culture is really something that's just special that I don't think a lot of guys get in college.
Yeah. Former Badger guard and current Big Ten Network analyst Jordan Taylor joining us here on the Lake Show. News Talk 830 WCCO. A couple of final questions for you. I know this may sound odd, but I'm going to ask it in this way anyway. What's going on and what's wrong with Michigan State Spartans? Now, it sounds crazy saying that because they're 10-3 in the Big Ten. They've had a phenomenal season to this point. But they haven't looked the same the last week and a half. I know that they had the West Coast trip that tripped them up with USC, UCLA, and they just lost to Indiana. But what do you think has kind of changed for them? Why are they a little bit out of sync?
You know, I don't know if they're out of sync. I think they just hit a tough part of their schedule. Like, they were beating teams that, you know, they should have been beaten, and they were beating them handily. I think that's what was so impressive. And now you go to the West Coast. Everybody's got tripped up by the West Coast. If I'm not mistaken, I don't think anybody has gone out there and swept, UCLA and USC. Wisconsin got tripped up out there. So the California teams, they struggled at times, and now they're both playing really well, especially when Desmond Claude is out there. And then last night, I think Indiana kind of gave them a dose of their own medicine. They just no one is really throwing the ball inside like that and beat them up in the paint. Michigan, and then what that did was kind of allow Indiana to get their defense set. It slowed the game down. Michigan State wasn't allowed to get in transition. So, you know, they're a good team. They struggle to score at times. They need Jaden Atkins and Jace Richardson to get going. But, you know, obviously they got a Minnesota kid, Trey Holloman, somebody who's been really good for them at times. You know, I think he had like 9-7 last night. But I think, you know, between him and Jace Richardson, those guys, and Jaden Atkins, if they can get in the paint and find ways to score, and Jeremy Sears, like, they have to find a way to create offense because they're going to be in close games just by the nature of the way they play. They just have to find one of those guys to get buckets. But, you know, like I said, I don't think it's them really being out of sync. I think it's just the schedule.
Yeah. All right, final question. It's a two-part question. Give me the team in the Big Ten that has the best chance, in your opinion, to get to the Final Four. And then secondly, give me a sleeper team that maybe nobody's talking about right now.
Oh, you said two teams?
Give me the team that you think could get to the Final Four, and then the other part of that is which team is a sleeper team in the Big Ten that nobody's talking about that could get to the conference tournament. I mean, get to the NCAA tournament.
I got a tie for the sleeper teams. Is I'm gonna give you two. It's Michigan and Illinois. I think they're just the way they're built, man. They have the highest ceiling. They got positional size. They defend. They rebound, they make threes. Michigan gets to the free throw line. Illinois, that's one of their weaknesses. They get a little three happy. But, you know, you add in, you got a 6'6 point guard. Michigan has a 7-foot point forward. I think they're just the most well-rounded teams. Purdue, obviously, in there because Braden Smith, to me, is the best college basketball player in the country. And then in terms of a sleeper team, I like Maryland all year long, man. Their depth is a little, you know, I don't know if they have the depth. When you take Derrick Queen, he's probably one of the more under-talked about freshmen in the country, and Jacoby Gillespie, the way he can score and make big shots, they're really athletic. Tafar Gakare is off the bench. He's an NBA athlete. And then they rebound the basketball as well. So I think Maryland's one of those teams. I thought they were going to be in the top four at the start of the season. They were making me look like Stephen A. Smith, someone didn't know, you know, just rambling on TV at some point. But they went on a little run, and now they're, you know, in that top five. But I think, you know, between Rodney Rice, Jacoby Gillespie, they got guard play, they got size. Derrick Queen is unbelievable. So Maryland's probably my sleeper team in terms of a Final Four.
Hey, Jordan, great job, man. Pleasure to have you on the show. Let's do it again sometime. And safe travels back to Minneapolis this evening.
I appreciate you, man. Thanks for having me.
All right, take care. That's Jordan Taylor joining us here from the Big Ten Network. That was outstanding. He was unbelievable. That was great. We're going to have to do that again.